Acts chapter 2 and verse 40, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Acts 2 and 40. And going quickly to Romans chapter 15 and 13, and the word of the Lord says, now the God of hope, somebody say hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound through the power of yourself. Through the power of the government. Praise God. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's read that again. Let's read it together if you could. Just don't breathe on anybody. But now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I want to talk to you this morning on this thought. Let hope arise.
Yeah.
Let hope arise. Why don't we pray? Father, we thank you this morning for your love, your goodness, your grace. Would you help Pastor pray? Lord, we thank you today. Let your word, God, go out for it. It won't return void. Everything we are, the fact that we're even here, God, in your presence, that's an answer to prayer, God. The fact, God, that you've given us life and life more abundantly, God. Tearing down the strongholds, God. Rebuking the devourer, God. Blessing your people today, God. We pray that hope would arise. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Let's give God a glorious praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a glorious praise. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. Somebody say hope.
Hope.
A feeling of expectation.
Yeah.
And desire for a certain thing to happen. It's confidence, anticipation, hope, expectation. ¿Cómo se dice hope en español? ¿Esperanza? And, ¿cuántos tiene esperanza en Señor? Amen. But our scripture text is one, in my opinion. Now, we know everybody nowadays has got an opinion, right? But in my opinion, the scripture text of Acts chapter 2 and 40 gets kind of lost in between Acts 2:38 and Acts chapter 2 verse 42. Because of the magnitude of what happens in Acts 2:38 and in what takes place in Acts chapter 2 verse 42. But on its own merits, Acts chapter 2 verse 40 is a very powerful image of what took place, as the Apostle Peter was ministering. The Apostle Peter had just proclaimed what folks needed to do to be saved. And then he emphasized the promise of it. He emphasized Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I declare again today, this morning, that still is essential. Yeah. It is imperative that you be born again of the water and of the Spirit. But the Apostle Peter had just proclaimed what folks needed to do, but he didn't leave them there. He continues, the scripture says, with a testimony and an exhortation. It's a lot of times we've all encountered, especially recently, of people telling what you need to do, what you ought to do, and this is what they're saying you must do. And then a couple weeks later, you know, everything's changed. And then there's another set of opinions or another set of facts, because things have been so fluid. Let's not minimize that what we're dealing with is a real thing. But the Apostle Peter didn't just blab it to them. He didn't just point it out to them and then kind of leave it up to them. But he exhorted them. He testified to them. He gave them hope and said, save yourself from this untoward generation. He testified and he exhorted them at the same time of telling them, this is the direction, but guess what? You can do it. And I did it. If God saved me, and if the Lord filled me with His Spirit, He can fill you with His Spirit as well. If the Lord has forgiven me of my sins, if the Lord took an old fisherman who confessed that he was a sinner and he was a sinful man, and he knelt before the Lord and even declared declared it for himself. I wonder what those other words were that the Apostle Peter exhorted and testified. And he allowed hope to be arisen, because the brothers looked and said, what do we do? What must we do? And he goes out and says, you must save yourself from this untorn generation.
Amen.
He's letting hope arise.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we have hope in the Lord today.
Amen.
The last 100 days has been a whirlwind for the world. Anybody dare just to kind of lift your hand? Because you don't want to go through all of it again, right? So I would say in faith, you're going to raise your hand and say, yeah, it was. It may not have been as rough on me as it was on somebody else, but our world individually has so many shaking their heads in disbelief. It's been emotionally taxing. Come on, somebody. Folks have all of a sudden become experts overnight, right? But listen, we've all seen what folks are capable of and willing to do in the face of adversity. I mean, the amazing resilience and fortitude that we have seen amongst one another and in our neighborhood and our community has been refreshing. It has been amazing that some of the wonderful things that we've learned and have adapted to and just been faithful with. I commend you, Revival Tabernacle, for your faithfulness and your perseverance and your obedience and your submission and your desire to be steadfast in your walk with God. But then on the other hand, it's for some, it's you look and you're saying, wow, if I were you, I would definitely sleep with one eye open, because if the trumpet sounds, you're going to want to make sure who's left to get what they have so you could survive. But let me say something here this moment. We've heard the comment and we've made the statement, don't believe everything you read. But I say, Sister Walker, I say, believe everything you read.
Right.
I say believe everything that the Word of God has to say. If there's something you're going to read and you want to believe, it's the infallible, inspired Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass, but this Word and His Word will not pass away. So if there's something you want to consume yourself with and you want to become a subject matter expert with, it ought to be with the Word of God. John 17:17 said, sanctify them through thy Word, because thy Word is truth. The proverb writer in Proverbs 30:5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. That's why you can read the Word of God.
Yeah.
And no matter what you're going through or facing, that hope begins to arise.
You begin
to read it. It was the men that were walking on the road to Emmaus. They were bummed out about what took place, but then they begin to hear the Word. They begin to see the Word. They begin to experience the Word. And they told it. They even said to themselves, that didn't our hearts rejoice when He began to speak. Can I tell you, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Come on, somebody. It's time this morning for us to let hope arise. Don't let fear arise. Don't let statistics of what of a 0.2%. Don't let what the banker's telling you about your finances. Don't let what your family is or not doing. But look at the Word of God and let hope arise and say, my hope is in God. Jesus Christ, the hope of glory.
Yes.
But it says, Jesus, or Christ in you, the hope of glory. If I mentioned it this last week on Wednesday, but if there had ever been a time like right now that we've been able to share the gospel, to share your testimony, if there's ever been a time to exhort, to speak the truth in love, he that winneth souls is wise. If there's ever been a time, it's right now.
Amen.
It's like what the Apostle Paul declared in 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Another rendition says, know this also, that in the last days, grievous times will be at hand. Has anybody's heart or spirit or mind, you've been grieved over the last 100 days and say you hear or saw something that just kind of grieved you? How about what 2 Timothy 3:1 says in another version? It says, you can't be certain that in the last days there will be some very hard times. Perilous is not a word we use in our postmodern vernacular. In fact, it's only in the scripture just a two or three times, but it's difficult times.
Yeah.
It's times that are dangerous.
Yeah.
Times that are fierce. Times that are troubling.
Yeah.
When we know this, somebody say, I know this, but we gotta let hope arise.
Yeah.
Anyway, come on somebody. Notice what the scripture says in Colossians 1:27. I referenced it a moment ago. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We got a hope in Jesus this morning. We got to allow our hope in Him to arise. We got to let the peace of God be visible and have authority in our lives. It's time for us to allow hope to arise and allow worry to be compressed. You need to be concerned, but you ought not to be stressed out. You ought to be informed, but not in a state of panic. You ought to be careful and cautious and vigilant, but you not allow yourself to isolate you from the presence of God. We have been declared to do all things decent and in order. That means we do some things that are different in methods and different against traditions and culture that we have emphasized for years and say, you know what? Well, it worked for that time. It worked for that generation. But can I tell you, the gospel's going out in ways today that it has never gone out. Jesus Christ is the answer for all the world today. You look at the world and there's atrocities and there's confusion and frustration and worry. But can I tell you, there is a solution. There is a one all be all, and His name is Jesus. He is the hope for humanity. He always has been and He always will be. It's time to let hope arise.
Yes.
That we abound in it, the scripture says. Notice Romans 15:13. If you're taking notes this morning, or if you have your Bibles highlighted or circle it in your Bibles, powerful Bible verse, tremendous Bible verse. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. I mean, who wouldn't want all joy and peace? Powerful. That ye may abound in hope.
Uh-huh.
Abounding, that's powerful. But notice this. Here's the connection. Through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's not by your own power.
No.
It's not by the power of the influencers in your life. It's not the power of your experience or your education. It is through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We've got to allow ourselves to walk and live and stay filled with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
To stay in the realm of the Spirit of the Lord. Listen, we know what the news says, right? Anybody know what the Fox says, right? But we know what the friends say, but the Bible says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not telling you something that I made up. I'm just reading to you verbatim from the Word of God. When something abounds, it's overflowing. It's flourishing. It's filled with it. It's to be rich or well supplied with. It occurs to exist in great quantities. Yeah. I want to testify and exhort and edify you this morning. Our God is a God of hope.
Amen. Yes, He is.
Our God is a God of trust, power, and love.
Yep.
Hebrews 13:1 says He's a consuming fire. That's the God that we serve. It's at the bottom of Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 13:1 says, "Let brotherly love continue." But our God always has been a God of hope. If God has restored you before, He can restore you today.
Yes.
He can.
Yes, He can.
Have some hope and confidence. Notice what the scripture says in Psalm 85:6. Will that not revive us again? Won't you revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? If God has saved you before, He can do it again. ¿Cuántos dice otra vez? I mean, for some of you, if the fact that God saved you is a miracle. Because some of you, man, we don't want to really know all your testimony. We're just a little maybe 10% tithe on that testimony, maybe. But if God saved you, He can save anybody. And He can save anyone else that needs to be saved. It's not all would perish, but everybody would have everlasting life. That's the God we serve. It's time to let hope arise. It's time to tell the whole world that Jesus is the answer for all the world today. Always has been. And He will continue to be so.
Amen.
If God has blessed you before, He can do it again. That's the God we serve. Psalmist tells us in Psalm 39:7, notice this. And now, Lord, why or what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Deliver me from all my iniquity. But I'm going to break it down in another rendition. It says, what am I waiting for? I depend on You, Lord. Save me from my sins. Time for someone in here this morning to let hope arise in you again. And diminish fear, and diminish statistics, and diminish doubts, and diminish what it sounds like and what it looks like, and diminish what it feels like. You can't live for God, and you can't go through life based off of feelings. It's got to be off of facts. It's facts that has gotten us to where we are, and it is facts that'll get us to where we need. And the hope of glory today is Jesus. The Holy Ghost will give you power to deal with some things that no medication, no counseling, no addiction will be able to get you through. Jesus is and always has been the hope of glory in you today. Humans can scale the highest mountains and live in the harshest deserts. We all live precarious lives. That means we're dependent on circumstances beyond one's control. I'm not ashamed today to tell you. In fact, I'll be transparent with you today about something. I know this may freak some of you out. You may want to go find another pastor. That's fine with me. But I am dependent on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm dependent on the Lord. Just like we need sleep. I need Him.
Yeah.
I can't live without the Lord. He is my hope. My hope and trust is in the Word of God. And is in God's direction and wanting to please God and seeking first the kingdom of God. I need Him and I want Him. If that's too transparent to you to say, well, I want someone that's gonna be a little bit more, contemporary. Can I tell you, He's contemporary. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am that I am. The first and the last. It don't get any better than that. Can I tell you, we need to abound with the Lord through hope and with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We can go limited amount of time without sleep. I know some of you, before you got into the church, used to try that kind of stuff. What it's been said that you go 3 to 4 days without sleeping, you start hallucinating. I know there's some amongst us, if you don't get 4 or 5 hours a night of sleep, you start hallucinating. We need water. Water is essential. 60% of our body is made of water, they say, right? It's all water weight up here. And food, obviously, we like food. It's a necessity. Air and oxygen, it's free. It's a necessity. We have to have air and oxygen. Got to have it. You can't box it up. Can't box it up and say, but for Father's Day, Pastor's going to give all the dads a box of air. You'd take that box and you'd smash it and say, I'll give it right back to you, Pastor, with air compressed. But we need the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
We need the Spirit of God to be manifested in our lives.
Yeah.
Without Him, we're like a fish out of water.
That's right.
Without God, we're walking around in the dark, stumbling around. We're moving, but we're not living. Genesis 2 and 7 says, "And God, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." This is our beginning. And if this is our beginning and our foundation, that means that is in our spiritual DNA, that we have to stay filled and we gotta walk in the Spirit and be abound in the Holy Ghost. Not walk around and live in a mindset or in a relationship with God that is anemic, where we're spiritually gasping for air, and you need the man of God. There are seasons of that time, but it's not the will of God for us to be living for Him on our spiritual deathbed or spiritually gasping and saying, I don't know if I can make it another minute. Can I tell you? You know you can't make it another minute without God. So consume yourself with God. If you live for God with all you got, it'll be easier to live for God. If you give Him just a little bit, it's going to be hard and it's going to be tougher to live for God. But can I tell you, it's stay filled with the Spirit, be edified with the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
In fact, it's the scripture that tells us in Zechariah 4 and 6, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit,
right,
saith the Lord. We got to let hope arise this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
We got to stir it up.
Yes.
We got to raise it up. If you want to raise up a standard of anything in your life, raise up a standard of staying filled and being filled
Amen.
With the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's easier to love somebody, no matter your difference with them, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you're staying filled with the Holy Ghost. It's easier to obey the Scriptures when you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you're staying filled with. It's easier to be obedient in submission and holy. It's easier to understand and live in the realm. You're going to hear pastors say this over and over again, but it's easier to live for God and understand when you're filled with the Spirit and you stay filled with the Spirit, to be able to lay your head on your pillow at night and say, God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, help me to lay my head down to sleep. And when I get up, Lord, help me to make sure that I have clean hands.
Yeah.
And a pure heart.
Yeah.
A pure heart. The apostle declared it, save yourself from this untorn generation.
Amen.
And I exhort this morning the same message.
Yeah.
I testify to you the same message. Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Let your faith arise.
Yeah.
Let your faith arise.
Amen.
Don't be disillusioned, but don't be ill-informed either. Don't be distant from one another and emphasize that same distance between you and the Lord.
Right.
He is the hope for today. He was the hope for yesterday, and He will be the hope for tomorrow. We need to draw closer to the Lord.
Amen.
You and I need to draw closer to the Lord more now today than ever before.
Amen. Amen.
Romans 12:12 says, as the musicians prepare, rejoicing in hope, patient. Somebody's been praying for, maybe prayed for patience, and here we are. In tribulation. Don't pray for patience anymore, please. Continuing instant in prayer. The blessings we have today is that it's another opportunity. Lamentations tells us for God's mercy to be extended to us, whether we deserve it or not. We've got an opportunity this morning as we stand to pray, to praise, and to reset with the Lord. God has been so good to all of us. All of us. John tells us in John 14, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's going to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. You've got to let hope arise. You walk into those meetings. We move further into different phases. You got to make decisions. You look at your home or your family life. Things start to creep in that are not of God. You let hope arise. You through abounding through the Holy Ghost. And God will bring all things to your remembrance. And it'll teach you. And He will guide you. It's time for some of us to live again. But live again, abounding in joy and peace through the Holy Ghost. Not carelessness. Not with misunderstandings, but to live and abound through the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. It's time for some of us to start believing again for God for the impossible. Because the Scripture says, for with God, all things are possible. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that through the power of the Holy Ghost, you may abound in hope. That's what it says. Anybody need hope? Anybody need the Holy Ghost? Anybody need joy? Anybody need peace? Casting all our cares on Him, for He careth for us. Would you lift your hands? Would you altar call time in your seat? Would you lift your hands? Would you pray? Would you talk to Jesus? Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, it's all about Him. It always has been.
It's all about You.
Would you raise the banner this morning of hope in the Lord? Would you this morning? Would you put all your trust and hope in Him? Where you are, would you repent of your sins? Where you're at, would you pray that God would give you clarity, give you peace? Would you pray this morning God will give you joy, that you would abound in the power of the Holy Ghost? Come on. That you would walk into areas literally that are evil, that are incubators of sickness and sin, and because You're Spirit filled, You change that atmosphere, and people are healed because of Your shadow. Come on, somebody. I feel in the Holy Ghost. Come on. You won't even have to lay hands on Him. You'll just walk in and the atmosphere changes because you're being led of the Spirit. And you got a hope and a faith in God. The same man, every time you work, nothing happens here. It's because I'm here representing the Lord, and God protects this people. Every time you show up, sales go sky high. Every time you walk in, people don't get sick, but they're healed. What is it? My hope is in God. I'm using what I know. The power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I feel the glory of the Lord moving and stirring.